our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for brighter headlights? If they seem dim, it's probably time to change them. And a new set of lights is the first step towards a safer you on the road. We've got all the visibility products you need to drive with peace of mind. From replacement headlights to headlight restoration kits. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now a star is born. On February 27th, 1981, the world welcomed little baby Josh Groban. The talents of the future adult contemporary slash operatic pop slash soft rock superstar were immediately apparent.
So I can stand up.
40-something housewives are gonna eat that up. Josh Groban, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Brad's coming up, it's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The latest coronavirus case in California raising red flags about a possible outbreak in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control said in a statement, quote, at this time, the patient's exposure is unknown. It's possible this could be an instance of community spread of COVID-19, which would be the first time this has happened in the United States.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Coronavirus concerns sending stocks spiraling today. The Dow falling nearly 1,200 points for its biggest one-day drop in history. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today saying congressional Democrats will support whichever candidate wins the Democratic presidential nomination, and says she's also focusing on maintaining a majority in the House.
We have to win in certain particular areas.
South Carolina holds its primary on Saturday. Balloting takes place in 21 states in next week's Super Tuesday vote. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, the president's attempt yesterday to calm everything down didn't work out too well. Cat had some good insights on that when we talked to him. You know, travel is this affecting a lot of businesses. But haven't we been down this road with SARS and other stuff?
Mm-hmm. Didn't get quite, you know, the media didn't jump on it full bore like they have this.
And the media is just freaking reckless.
They are. They're weaponized.
Let's see. Here's a note on your conversation with Chad from a friend who works in a sensitive government position in D.C.
Ooh.
They were told today to prepare for the possibility of having to shelter in place for 2 to 3 weeks in case travel was suspended.
Yeah, I'm hearing they're going to suspend next week. They're going to suspend travel for a minimum of 2 weeks, is what I'm reading. But
who in this country,
yes,
they're going to shut down the airports and everything else. Oh my God,
that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, jeez.
I got an email from a friend today.
All right, so I'm not mentioning the name of the individual who sent this,
good.
But wow. Let's hope the hell that doesn't happen.
Amen.
507 Brandt is standing by. We'll hear from him next.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An Alabama man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a 4th of July boat crash that left 2 people dead. An Elmore County judge handed 41-year-old Damian Bruno 2 concurrent sentences for reckless murder. Bruno was operating a boat on Lake Jordan when he crashed into a vessel carrying 26-year-old Kevin Clay Jackson and 17-year-old Travis Lee House. Alabama voters will decide next week whether to do away with the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. Supporters say it will put education experts in charge of education policy. Opponents say it will strip citizens of their ability to directly choose who's in charge. The annual bridge crossing jubilee in Selma kicks off today. Most of the Democratic presidential candidates are expected to attend and take part in the bridge crossing on Sunday, March 1st. This is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the Selma to Montgomery March, and the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our colder than normal temperatures continue. In fact, I think tonight will be colder than last night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature ending up right around 29 by dawn in the morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high temperature. A nice day. A cold one Friday night with overnight low temperature down to about 34. Saturday will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Another dry day with sun. And the best day is Sunday with a high temperature up near 70. Still dry and still sunny. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does,
except for the bathhouse business.
So I just needed to play something I knew would make me smile a little bit because...
A squealing pig. That's what it sounded like.
No, that's actually...
No, that's Jacqueline.
Yeah, she invented this sound effect. As we welcome Brant McDonald to the show. Brant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How we doing?
You tell us.
I hate seeing what's going on, man. Especially, yeah, I saw it down about 400 around the middle part of the day, and I thought, okay, well, maybe it's getting close to bottom. And then an hour and a half later, it's down over 1,000. It's like, when does this end?
Yeah. Well, okay, so the good news and the bad news. The good news is, I've managed money and through stuff like this over 31 years in my career. And this, what we're seeing right now is a full-blown panic.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you've got computers that are in charge of the trading systems, and a lot of the institutional guys out there just don't want any of the risk because no one knows this. You know, you got the case that was reported out in California, you know, and travel is slowing down at a very, very fast pace. Airlines are having major trouble. A lot of companies are bringing their numbers down. Goldman Sachs put out a report this morning saying that this virus, this scare, this whole thing is going to result in flat earnings for the year. Wow. And so all of these portfolio managers are making their adjustments, you know. And so when you have these sort of crisis events that come on you out of nowhere, it's the proverbial adage, you know, the stock market takes the stairs on the way up and the elevator on the way down.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing right now. And this is one of those situations where you absolutely – you don't want to step into this and try to be a hero, okay? When there's precipitous selling like this, it can get worse. I have to say that. It can absolutely get worse. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't be surprised if it got worse. But here's the good news. This is one of those things that's not going to be here with us forever. And the timing of all of it is critical because, yeah, you can see reported cases in the United States. You could see things come to a grinding halt here, and it's going to scare the living daylights out of everyone, and it's not going to be fun, right? It's just not.
Sure.
I mean, we could see a correction become a 20% correction in another week or 2 weeks. But the minute that this starts to stabilize and the minute that you start to see the momentum shift and things begin to improve, which who knows when that could be. It could be sometime in March. It could be April. I don't know. Maybe May. But somewhere along in there, you're going to start to get early signs that things are beginning to abate or to get better. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the market will go back up violently to the upside, just like it did on the way down, because these types of events, you have a sudden and abrupt slowdown, and the market will be trying to prepare for a sudden and abrupt reacceleration. And so that leaves the choices very a bad set of choices, if you will, for investors, because you either just, you know, turn a blind eye and ride through the storm, which is what I advocate, or you knee-jerk out and then say, oh, when it gets better, I'll get back in. And it doesn't work that way. There's no one. The person who does that the best would be worth trillions of dollars. They just don't exist. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. So what I try to tell people is, you know, try to manage the risk. That's what we're doing at our firm. We're trying to manage this risk. You look at our largest portfolio model, for example. We went into this with 30% in allocated to extremely high-quality fixed income, which is doing rather well, a very nice position in gold, and a very nice position in cash, with a well-thought-out equity approach for the remaining portfolio. So 50% of our biggest model is not even in any stock market. Our models are trending lower, but we're not getting this massive downside like the market itself. And I just have to tell people out there, you know, and remind them, just like we did many years back on this very show, that you have to have a plan. You have to have someone who's overseeing what's going on. You cannot invest money on hope and just hope that everything's okay, especially when you're in retirement and you're taking distributions out of your account. So risk management is critical right here. There's no doubt about it. And so my best advice is, if you're in the accumulation phase and you have cash, you want to be very careful. Identify the things that you really feel comfortable with from a risk profile standpoint, and think about it from a 3 to 5 year perspective. Don't try to day trade this. Don't try to do any sort of quick trades in and out. You know, you get hurt. You usually get hurt pretty bad trying to do that.
Can I ask what I think is an intelligent question?
Of course.
We remember the mechanisms that caused the crash back in 08, and we had, you know, the recession. This is not necessarily a recessionary drop, is it? Or can this put us in that boat because of its effect all over the world?
You know, I'm not going to, at this point, I will say, I'm putting the odds personally that we will not go into a recession. Over this, although we could certainly reach financial conditions that put such a strain on certain other areas of the world in terms of financial markets that it can create other problems. Now, the 08-09 thing, we know what that was. That was all sort of synthetic financial instruments, credit default swaps, derivative securities. Extreme, absolutely unbelievable amounts of leverage, you know, that was baked into the financial system. Today, our financial system, particularly here in the U.S., is quite strong. There are much, much better controls in place, and we just don't see the same types of issues that could pop up. I just don't see that. But there's no doubt that a record amount of dollar-denominated debt was issued overseas, across the pond in Europe, and if the dollar were to, if things got worse, and there was a flight to safety, and you saw Treasury bonds rally even more, that 10-year Treasury yield go to 1% or even below that, that's going to put unbelievable upside pressure in the dollar, and that's going to be a huge problem for European banks, in my mind.
Huh.
But that's a way down the line type of discussion.
Right.
Let me ask you this.
We, and I'm not saying this is news or even fact. We did get a tip from a listener, somebody he knows that's well placed in D.C., said that there has been some type of plan developed in case travel is shut down in this country. If it reaches that point of an emergency, and I'm still skeptical, can the market just close until the crisis passes, or I'm just kind of curious, in that worst case scenario, what they would do, because at some point.
No. I don't think they would close the markets over. As a matter of fact, I think that would be, if they did that, it would absolutely put us in a very bad situation, because the United States, you know, is the most liquid market in the world, and the rest of the world and institutions everywhere all over the globe absolutely relies on U.S. financial markets and those doors being open and that liquidity being there every day. And if it goes away, then you'll see a seize up of a scale that we don't even want to think about. So I would say the only way that happens is if you've got, you know, all of New York City under full-blown assault with this coronavirus, and people are having to trade on computers at home, or they're stuck in their offices. But they'll do everything they could, I believe, to keep, you know, markets open. There's no doubt about it. And
go ahead.
I did want to sort of piggyback your thoughts. I'm a little bit still in the skeptic stage, a little skeptical about this. You know, sometimes, yes, it's a very serious problem, but let's wait for the data to come in. You know, let's wait to see before we overreact. And
I did post a commentary from Dr. Drew Pinsky today, where he says the media is doing a terrible job of fear-mongering on this, that people who are not doctors, who know nothing about viruses and disease, are kind of fueling this in a way with irresponsible reporting.
Well, you know, it's no surprise, right? A lot of these networks are bleeding cash. I mean, this is right now. This is a grab, you know, for eyeballs and clicks.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever seen. And so the more salacious you can make it, and the more dependent that people become on the reporting, then the more money you make.
Before we wrap up, can we try and get you on tomorrow at some point?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I will. I'll be in Birmingham. I've got a meeting at 2, but I should be done typically around that 4 o'clock hour, which I think works out best for you on a Friday.
Whenever you're available, it works out best for us on any day.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's quite appropriate. I'll absolutely, you know, plan on coming on. And,
well,
you know, we'll see.
One thing I've learned from working with you and listening to for all these years is I don't feel a sense of panic. I really don't. I hate to see it happen because the market was doing so well. This has nothing to do with, you know, like the underpinnings of that 2008 crash with the housing bubble and all that garbage, which was totally government-fueled bad ideas out of control. This is different. But you've taught us to be patient and to not overreact. And I think I've learned at least that much, Brent. In the meantime, having somebody to reach out to on days like today to ask questions, having somebody that's looking out for your money and your best interest, why not call Brent and make an appointment to sit down and see him and get a plan going? It's still early in the year. You can accomplish a lot between now and December. Call 387-0094 to make that appointment with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. Hopefully tomorrow we'll see something positive. Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We all need a hearty laugh like that. So we have the Brian Lewis song, I Think My Dog Is a Democrat. You know, that's been around for a while, but we've been playing it lately, and it's starting to find a new audience. So we'll have that in our silly segment, which is next at 5:24. If you're with all the rain, and fortunately we got a bit of a respite here to dry out, but if your flooring got damaged, Georgia Floors Direct is best equipped here in the River Region to help get the old stuff out before you have mold issues and stuff and get new stuff in. They are equipped and prepared to help you turn that situation around if you found yourself in that boat. And, man, they just absorbed the flooring inventory of a place that went out of business locally. And they have below wholesale prices on hundreds of room remnants and other flooring. Available for you over at the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Jeff Mallinson and his team know where everything is. So when you walk in, tell them what you're interested in looking at, what your approximate budget is. You can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. And let them help you navigate that overwhelming amount of choices you'll have and then arrange installation with people they've worked with for years. It's all under the Georgia Floors Direct umbrella. So see Jeff and his team. They also have a very good Facebook page. And it's often updated with ideas that have nothing to do with flooring that will help add to the look of your home. Always worth a visit every now and then. That's Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. Or again, stop by and see Jeff and his merry band of floriers on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we have an accident on I-85 northbound right around Jackson Hospital at Mulberry Street. The 18-wheeler involved in this accident is up against the center divider. Traffic is moving by it, but you'll need to be in the right-hand lanes to get around it, all right? But it has got a little bit of a backup and a slowdown from there all the way back to the interchange. I-85 southbound got about the same slowdown from Ann Street all the way down to the 65 interchange. I-65 northbound to Prattville looking good, though, at this hour, and it's clear out past Perry Hill Road all the way past Taylor and Mount Meigs and Chantilly. We've got a good bit of congestion on the East South Boulevard. Also, still that accident in place. Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway is busy. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact that my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. He chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town. Well, I know that. they'd let him vote. I'm sure we've had some good times. He's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be a socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. All his behavior has been hinting that his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. I think my dog's a Democrat. I'm Brian Lewis, and I approve this message.
Well, if he has a picture of Hillary on the roof of his doghouse, that could be a clear indication.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick look at some of the... By the way, that's Brian Lewis. You can find that on YouTube.
See,
Vice President Mike Pence hammers socialism at CPAC. It's failed everywhere. It's been tried. Yeah, and there's always another idiot ready to say, oh, you just didn't do it right. Oh. Fake newser Brian Stelter whines that Trump doesn't talk enough about coronavirus. He must have been asleep yesterday during that press conference.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting to see that some of the things that we have advocated, like enforcing the borders, these sanctuary cities, now the courts have said no. Mm-hmm. And watch them come begging. Watch them come begging. Dave the Bugman.
How you doing, bud?
Gang.
Fine and frog hairs split three ways, working on three or four?
I've never heard that one before, but...
Well, you know, I told you... I hadn't talked to you in a while.
I but, know.
I seen it said dog bark or whatever the bark stuff. The bark of your dog and all that stuff. You know, it's just amazing... Now, you were born in what year? I was born in 50. You were born in what year?
After that.
That's what I thought. You ain't going to tell nobody, you sucker. By God, you didn't. Listen, if Martin Luther King said, don't judge a person by his color of the skin, judge him by the character, I think you were correct when you said, this is 2020, people.
Yeah, it is. I want that. Somebody to finally acknowledge that. This whole idea the Democrats keep perpetuating that white people wake up every day looking for a way to... White people are cheering on. When we see black folks, anybody succeed through their own hard work, we're applauding that. I don't know why they keep perpetuating this myth.
I'm with you, man. I mean, I trained pilots on aircraft carriers in Vietnam. Helicopter pilots, Desert Storm. I thought I'd seen it all. I got a degree in management, supervision, technology. I've hired as many black folks, guys, that I did. I got women in there, too. I was a major medical hospital consultant. And, man, they were kicking butt over the white guys. But the thing is, nobody needs to be put down to be brought up. Amen. And that's what you and I agree on 100%.
Yep.
So
I really believe
America.
We've achieved that. We are at that point. The programs have been in place. The laws have been passed.
Exactly.
I think we've reached a point now where when you make up your mind you're going to achieve this or that, there's nothing in your way. And so those that do, we're all for it. I wish they would cut the crap.
Amen.
You got that right.
I think Democrats insult black people and people of color every day with their...
Pandering.
Pandering.
They convince them to get back in a form of slavery is mentally.
Yes.
They've been brainwashed.
They're on the plantation.
That's the only way they can vote. Well, I had black customers. I worked the west side of Montgomery.
I did.
And people said, what'd you do that for? I said, because they're good people. You just got to get down on a particular level where they understand what you're saying because they've been brainwashed than not to listen to old Whitey.
Yep. Now, you understand, especially for older folks, that, you know, maybe gaining that trust might be a little bit of a challenge. But you, like you say, you got to keep at it. They got to know that you mean what you're saying.
Well, that's right. But anyhow, I just wanted you to know that I've got a lot of folks in Montgomery area, and women, because, you know, most people knew about my no-spray stuff for years. I tell people I'm retarded now, not retired. Leave me alone. This is my time. So, you know, I get a few looks, especially when my black customers go, oh, that's not nice. I said, this is not a nice world we live in. You read your Bible? You call yourself a Christian? Well, it says this is a sin world. You know, anyhow, I won't get into all that religious stuff because the end result's the only thing that counts. And I invest just like your buddy Brent. What was his name?
Brent.
Yeah, and, you know, if people get scared, then what for? It's your fault. It's not Brant's fault, or it's not my investor's fault. Get your head out your butt and smell some fresh air. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's kind of corny, but, you know, this stuff about affirmative action, it should have gone away 30 years ago, man.
You can't solve discrimination with more of the same. Dave, thanks for the call. We're tight for time. By the way, I got a text. I don't know if they didn't believe me or not. Went to Food Outlet and sent me a picture of the USDA boneless chicken breast at $1.57 a pound. That's an unbelievable price.
Wow, that's cheap.
Among many, but I will be. There better be some left for me when I go buy some. That's all I can say. Last night at Baumhauer's, Morris Capuano came by. We always appreciate seeing Mo at our gatherings. And he was mentioning that this issue with the market and everything is bringing down interest rates. So again, you know why some people do better with money than others? It's recognizing an opportunity and taking advantage of it. I mean, we're talking about super, super low interest rates. So if you're renting and you're not getting a first mortgage deduction, but your landlord is, it's time to give Morris a call at 409-9300. Get pre-approved and go out there and see if there isn't something that meets all your criterion. Because if you're paying $900 or $1,000 or more a month to live nicely as a renter, you can own for less than that. And you don't need a giant down payment. And you don't need to have perfect credit. But you do need somebody who knows the mortgage business, like Morris does, who has done this for thousands of people. He lives to do it. Who knows where the programs are, if you need a little help on a low down payment, whatever it is. Everybody's got different situations. But don't feel bad. Pick up the phone and call and take a proactive approach and get in while these interest rates are so incredibly low. There is always an opportunity in a crisis. And this is a time where you can take advantage of these low interest rates caused by this. I'm still saying it's temporary. You know, the reaction to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
There's money. There's money to buy a house. Get it. And start with Morris. 409-9300. His partnership is with Renaissance Bank. They are an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. It's 540 already.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're a little after 5:30, and we've got an accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be right near Jackson Hospital, Mulberry Street, right in there. The 18-wheeler is up against the center divider. Traffic is moving past it on the right side. You'll need to be in the right-hand lanes. Currently, we've got very slow traffic by the accident, and we are backed up all the way into the interchange. Just take your time. You'll get through, but remember, right-hand lane is going to be your friend. East-South Boulevard is congested. Taylor Road, the same. Atlanta Highway, very congested from Federal Drive all the way past Perry Hill, all the way out to Taylor. And we still have that accident in place, Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. Hopefully that one is out of your way, but use caution there just in case there's still some folks lingering. Be careful out there and buckle up, and we will keep you posted on the traffic all the way to the house. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to CentralAlabamaWorks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, listen to that trombone.
That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approve this message.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama voters will decide next week whether to do away with the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. Supporters say it will put education experts in charge of education policy. Opponents say it will strip citizens of their ability to directly choose who's in charge. An Alabama man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a 4th of July boat crash that left two people dead. An Elmore County judge handed 41-year-old Damian Bruno two concurrent sentences for reckless murder. Bruno was operating a boat on Lake Jordan when he crashed into a vessel carrying 26-year-old Kevin Clay Jackson and 17-year-old Travis Lee House. The annual bridge crossing jubilee in Selma kicks off today. Most of the Democratic presidential candidates are expected to attend and take part in the bridge crossing on Sunday, March 1st. This is the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the Selma to Montgomery March, and the passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our colder than normal temperatures continue. In fact, I think tonight will be colder than last night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature ending up right around 29 by dawn in the morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll tease 60 degrees for the high temperature. A nice day. A cold one Friday night with the overnight low temperature down to about 34. Saturday, we'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Another dry day with sun. And the best day is Sunday with a high temperature up near 70, still dry and still sunny. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think it was East of the Rockies sent this little audio clip. Let's give this a listen, shall we?
By thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. Harvey. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse. And the fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen for all of you should say something, not about me or about this place, but about you. All right? Everybody, we are here because of you. Whoopi Goldberg, Naomi Harris, Ryan Coogler, David Frankel, Blake Lively, all of us are here because of you. And of course, my dear friend Gail King is here. We are here because of you. So let's welcome everybody here.
Have you figured out who's talking yet? With a good friend, Harvey.
I also want to thank all of the directors and the actors, all the specialists mm-hmm. who generously shared their time and talent this morning. You guys did an amazing job. I got to sit in on a few things and see what was going on today. It was pretty amazing. But amazing. As I said, yes, big hands to all the
amazing.
Very amazing.
Making this possible.
That would be a former First Lady. Michelle Obama.
Michael.
Praising her good friend. That's 2017. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys before. I used to work for Styx.
Styx? Really?
The band.
No way.
I spent a lot of time in L.A. I spent a lot of time in Hollywood. And reputations precede the people that have them. There is no way that woman stood there 3 years ago. This is after he's out of office, which is a positive moment.
Yeah, really.
There's no way that she had not heard some of the stories about this guy.
True. That's true.
I mean, look at all the women that came out with Harvey stories. Not all could charge him or pursue a criminal charge against him, but the reputation was out there. But what was more important? The money.
Absolutely.
The money. And that's why, I mean, I'm sure they're all horribly mortified, not because they took the money, but because they got caught in the photographs.
Exactly.
The Obamas, who later did condemn these sickening stories that, but they have somehow magically escaped all of that before it became public. And I'm here to tell you that that's bullshit, that they didn't know, that they hadn't heard. I mean, they let their daughter intern with this guy, although even Harvey, as driven as he may have been by his sexual demons, probably had at least a boundary or two in place.
I'd like to think so.
Anyway, thank you, East, for sending us that little moment. And there's Whoopi in the background.
Yeah.
She's dressing like a British judge these days. She's got that, one of those.
The wigs.
The wig party. I think she's trying to bring back the wigs. The wig party.
Wig.
Tomorrow's Friday. Eddie Bader will be here. When it was time, we entrusted our other home, our rental property, to Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group. And it was such a I wish I had done it sooner. I wasn't even sure how that whole process worked, but
they take the load off of you.
They sure do. They sure do. The rent turns up in the account every month, and that's nice. And they take care of everything else. But Eddie's gift is his Yenta-level skills in matchmaking people. I just talked about Morris, okay? So you get a pre-approval, and you're interested in buying. He's the guy you want to call at 322-0662 and say, Eddie, I'm hoping to buy. I've got this amount of money to work with. What's out there in that price range? And he knows the River Region market better than anybody. So knowing what you have to work with and what you're interested in having in a home, and believe me, you go from renting to buying, you're going to be able to get yourself a better lifestyle for less per month. Eddie knows where everything is. He's the guy. You're not. I'll tell you, you may say anything, but one thing you'll never say with Eddie Bader is he wasted my time. That doesn't happen because he has the market down to really a real estate science. In his case, if you're putting your house on the market, this is the man you want working your home because he never stops. I know he does sleep here and there, but he is just so driven to get the house seen and sold. He wants to be able to make that phone call to the, guess what? We got a buyer. We signed a contract today. It's done.
Yay.
Yeah. And when your house is on the market and you've got to make a move, there's some urgency attached to that. He recognizes that. So, great guy to work with. One of the most amiable people you will ever meet in your life. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. 322-0662. Yes, you are better with Bader. On the other hand, I don't know about Jay Scott and this woman he's talking to.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, the accident on I-85 northbound out of the way now. That means the congestion is very soon going to be eliminated. If you're still in a little bit of a slowdown or backup, just know you're going to be moving very quickly here. We have a new accident on Taylor Road right near the Festival Plaza 16 movie theater. Just as you approach Vaughn, watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. We got a busy Atlanta highway this afternoon. A lot of congestion on the East-South Boulevard, Troy Highway. East Boulevard, not too bad. And the 31s are lightening up just a little bit. Good traffic all the way to Prattville on 65 northbound. Just past the Highway 14 exit, though, in Prattville, we've got an accident on 65, so watch out for it. Buckle up and drive carefully this evening. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection's fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts.
Well, that's great.
People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter.
Amen. Wow.
Especially here in the River Region where they just spend most of their time looking for new ways to whack us with taxes, yes, ad valorem.
It's crazy.
1% city tax. Let's talk to Terry Adams, who hosts Clearing the Air here on Saturday nights from 6 to 10. What you got planned this weekend?
Oh, man, we're going to get into, of course, the corona and the 5G connection between that and the big little powwow that the powers that shouldn't be had in Wuhan a couple of weeks prior to the outbreak. We're going to get into Morgellons, which I think is a bigger threat than the coronavirus, and we're going to get into the lawsuit over 5G, how they're not even supposed to put it up. We're supposed to have fiber optic cables. Then, of course, we're going to get into this secret space program. Greg, we got 4 hours. We're going to cover a lot of ground.
You do. And it's, you know what's great about that show? You can tune in at any point.
Yeah, you won't be lost.
No. I love that.
Thank you.
Was that
Marianne from Gilligan's Island?
Well, I know her.
And she wanted to let you know that Don Duncan really helped out one of her coworkers today.
Oh, that's wonderful. We love hearing
it. She'll call you in the morning.
It's 5:57. Wow, in our final moment here, a reminder that Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, you know, they've been a practice here in the River Region since the end of World War II. They have seen vision changes and advancements over that period of time, right up until the LASIK revolution. And they've got two of the most experienced LASIK surgeons on staff there with Dr. Swan and Shin. In addition to LASIK, all types of other. I've known so many people that have had corneal procedures with them and just rave about how great they are. We're lucky. You don't have to travel somewhere to get their level of expertise. If you're interested in LASIK as a solution, call them at 271-3804. See the refractive surgery counselor and find out if LASIK is an option for you. There's care credit for qualified customers, but as the results of LASIK improve, the cost has come down. They could be surprised. I mean, how can you put a price really on being able to open your eyes and see 20/20 again?
Amen.
Everybody that's done it says it's amazing. That's 271-3804. Look them up online at onlinemep.com. All right, David and Rusty are going to be next. We'll be back in the morning, Rich and Jay. And we'll talk to you then.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown.